The other question I wanted to ask you about, we were talking about PARP inhibitors earlier. I heard something, actually, I think it came out at the meeting you were at, and I can't remember what you said or if I even asked you. Remember when we talked about this issue of insomnia
Yes.
with PARP inhibitors? I forgot. Did you say you've seen it or
Oh,
you think it
yes.
exists?
Very much so.
Really?
And I think I didn't notice it so much when we were going through the trials, and it may be because we weren't specifically asking the patients those questions. But now that we're not sort of, focusing on the sort of standard adverse event type questions when we're outside of the trial, patients began to volunteer these symptoms, and, it just becomes clearer and clearer. I think it's difficult. We're using a lot more niraparib at the moment because of the way that it's funded. So we're certainly seeing a lot of it with niraparib, but I think you do see it with other PARP inhibitors too. Not in every patient, of course, but it is certainly something that is, I think, an underreported adverse event.
Is there anything that's particularly characteristic about the insomnia? And have you been able to figure out what it might respond to in terms of management?
No, so we've tried. So for instance, with the niraparib patients who take the drug once a day, I've said to them, well, maybe you should take the drug in the morning. And that doesn't seem to make any difference. So, no, I've not found any solution that I can recommend.
Interesting.